Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 12th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. One detail that Apple glossed over with the introduction of the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro is the inclusion of a new U1 Ultra Wideband Spatial Location chip, which gives the new iPhones spatial awareness features. Apple did not mention this detail during its iPhone keynote, and it's addressed in the iPhone marketing web pages in one single place. Apple says the new U1 chip is used to enable a new AirDrop feature that allows you to point your iPhone at someone else's in order to quickly share a file or image. Given that Apple glossed over this detail in its event, it's notable that the Apple Tag, which is Apple's rumored item tracker, was not unveiled this week. The tag was expected to work in conjunction with the new U1 Ultra Wideband location features of the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. This would have enabled a new augmented reality experience for the Apple Tag tracker, where a user could hold up their iPhone and see a balloon to mark the lost item's location with augmented reality. Apple's item tracker was nowhere to be found during the event, despite the inclusion of the U1 chip. Given that the keynote itself was only an hour and 40 minutes long, it seems possible that Apple may have cut the Apple Tag announcement at the last minute. Apple events are usually timed to hit the 2-hour mark exactly. However, it's certainly possible that the Apple Tag could appear at an Apple event in October, and the stage is perfectly set now that the iPhone 11 packs the new U1 chip. In other news, the 3% cashback tier for Apple Card continues to expand. Walgreens announced today that it is partnering with Apple to offer 3% daily cashback with Apple Card on all purchases in-store, online, and in the Walgreens app. To be eligible for 3% cashback at Walgreens, you'll have to be sure to use Apple Pay. Apple Card gives rewards in the form of daily cash, a simple cashback program that credits rewards every day to your Apple Cash account. With Apple Card, you earn 1% back on purchases made with a titanium physical card, 2% back on all Apple Pay purchases, and 3% back on select purchases. The 3% tier currently includes any transaction made with Apple, whether it be for hardware or services, and Apple is slowly expanding that to other partners, including Uber and Uber Eats last month, and now the addition of Walgreens. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any web browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience, and it syncs back to the OmniFocus apps on Mac and iOS. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. In addition to confirming Apple TV Plus pricing on Tuesday, new details from Apple about its upcoming streaming service continue to emerge. First off, Apple has confirmed that you'll be able to watch Apple TV Plus content on the web, in addition to iOS devices, Macs, Apple TV, Samsung TVs, and more. Apple says that users will be able to watch Apple TV Plus in Chrome, Safari, and Firefox. This is perfect for users running older versions of macOS without the TV app, as well as Windows users. Furthermore, Apple has also said that most Apple TV Plus shows will premiere with 3 episodes, adding one new episode on a weekly basis afterwards. However, some shows will debut with all episodes available. This means that Apple will adopt the Netflix-style binge model for some content and a traditional episodic release schedule for its high-profile star content. Elsewhere, an Apple support document indicates that all Apple TV Plus content will be available in Dolby Vision, while most of its content will also support Dolby Atmos sound. This, of course, varies depending on what device you're using, but we've got all of the details in the show notes. Apple TV Plus will launch on November 1st for $4.99 per month. If you buy an iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, or Mac within the next year, you'll get 1 year free of Apple TV Plus. The programming slate will include 8 original TV shows at launch, with more added over the coming months. If you are a fan of the new Meridian watch face that Apple showcased on Tuesday, you won't have to upgrade to the Apple Watch Series 5 in order to try it out. Yesterday's release of the watchOS 6 GM includes the new Meridian face as a default option for Apple Watch Series 4 and higher. The Meridian watch face features four rounded complications arranged in a diamond pattern near the center of the face. Customization options include the ability to switch between white and black dial colors, change the complication color, and the ability to customize the four applications featured in the complications. The watch face itself features an analog time display that utilizes tick marks and is devoid of any numbers. In addition to the new Meridian face, the watchOS 6 GM also brings new Nike faces to the Apple Watch Series 4 Nike Plus edition. Again, these faces were first seen at Tuesday's event with the new Apple Watch Series 5 Nike Plus model. WatchOS 6 will launch for the Apple Watch Series 3 and 4 on September 19th, and older Apple Watch models later this fall. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a look at how much the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro will cost with carrier financing. We also have the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Watch Time podcast, where Zach Hall talks to two prominent watchOS developers. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting today's episode. Read those stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.